following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Hey, everyone, welcome in for another hour of Dorf on Sports. I am Jeff Rich, filling in for Andy Dorf. Mike Wilson from the Dorf on Sports Radio team and PacificTakes.com will be riding shotgun. And we are talking sports. We're talking about a fight down under that was top-ranked boxing on ESPN. Yet we lead with it. NBA free agency in full swing. And Major League Baseball getting ready to take over the sports calendar, have a little bit of a monopoly on it for these dog days of summer. Mike Wilson, welcome back for the hour. Thoughts on your mind? What's on the top of your mind as we go into this 4th of July holiday?
Boy, let's see, barbecuing, burgers, and spending time with the kids and the wife. And, you know, sports-wise, I'm just sitting here praying to God that Ainge closes the deal with Hayward. and brings in somebody, because I think the fan base in Boston and just Celtic fans in general are starting to become a little impatient with Danny not being able to close the deal on some things. So,
man, Gordon Hayward just loves Salt Lake City, loves being a Utah Jazz. I don't know if it's going to happen for you, but we wait and see. All right, plenty more coming up on the other side. I'm Jeff Rich. He's Mike Wilson. This is Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, and we'll be right back.
And as usual, you're with someone new. Cause there's nothing left for me to do. Turn away. I'm growing tired of all your alibis. There ain't one that you can justify. I ain't gonna take it anymore.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right.
call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Everybody, welcome back. Jeff Rich, Mike Wilson, Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Dorf Band is taking a little sabbatical today. That was a little Beach Boys for you. I don't know if you know this, Mike Wilson. I assume no relation to Brian Wilson. That the Beach Boys, I think circa 1983, would have been the first concert in the life of one Jeff Rich.
Wow. Wow, you're kind of dating yourself there a little bit. But the Beach Boys was the first concert for you?
Like Beach Boys was the first concert, and, you know, I want to say, like, 7 Mary 3 and Poe would have been the first concert that I went to, like, on my own, you know, through my own choice, and, you know, not with the rents and everything.
Okay, so you went, how old were you in 1983?
In 1983, depending on the month, actually, my birthday is next week, so depending on the month of the year, I would have been 4 or 5 years old.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, and what was the first concert you went to by yourself?
I want to say that it was 7 Mary 3 with Poe at the Nautica stage in the flats in Cleveland. You ever been to Cleveland, Mike Wilson?
I have never been to Cleveland. And amazingly enough, I do want to go to Cleveland. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the Football Hall of Fame, I'm sure is just up the road in Canton, right? I mean, it's not too far.
And you know, it's about an hour from the heart of Cleveland, you know, okay. So you're going straight south down 77. I mean, you basically go through Akron and then you hook it a little bit east and you're over in Canton to the Football Hall of Fame. And I haven't really visited, you know, I've lived in Phoenix since 2001. So, you know, I've put myself, you know, I was born in 78. So, but I hadn't visited the Pro Football Hall of Fame since I was a very young child, maybe too young to appreciate it at the time. And, you know, I'm sure it had enhanced in the 30 years between visits there. I went just recently, I want to say like 2011, my wife and I checked out actually both in the same week. We went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which opened in 1995. And though I did live in Cleveland in 1995, I didn't visit until just about 5 or 6 years ago. So it's an interesting place. It's a fun place, and it's kind of all over the place on the sports map. You know, they're kind of the other good team, you know, because Golden State's so far ahead of them in the NBA, and you know, right now they're underachieving in Major League Baseball. So it's a town that really lives and dies with its sports teams. And I think that, you know, when you talk about LeBron James leaving or underachieving or Cleveland not doing enough, I mean, why don't they have a GM? Why don't the Cavaliers have a general manager while their window is still open? And I think that as long as LeBron James isn't like in Bill Walton mode, where he's kind of at the end, I mean, you always have to consider whatever team he plays for to be a contender. So why are they screwing? Why is Dan Gilbert screwing around with this? I would think he's paying something like nine figures in luxury tax because they're so far over the cap. What's a token $3 or $4 million extra to Dan, to David Griffin? You know, and this guy's going to walk, and this guy's going to go make another organization great. This is two teams that I follow, you know, because we are here in Phoenix, Arizona. You know, this is two teams that we follow that are just, you know, that have just let David Griffin go. And I think that both teams live to regret it. Steve Kerr was not a good general manager. Maybe that made him a good head coach, but Steve Kerr was not a good general manager. And they, and that's why Griff walked and he went to the Cavaliers and he got his ring because of it.
Yeah. I mean, was Griff, and I'm just speaking because I don't know the Cleveland sports scene like you do, but you know, Griff is getting a lot of love in terms of the job that he did. Now, is he as good as everybody says he is, or is it, you know, was it, I mean, obviously it probably was made easier by having LeBron there, but I mean, I just want to
easier. Yeah. But there's still work to do. There's still work to do there. You know, Danny Ferry had LeBron James. Danny Ferry arguably had LeBron James. Maybe, you know, that 09 playoff and that 10 playoff, they were both disappointing finishes for Cleveland. But, you know, Danny Ferry wasn't able to do what David Griffin was able to do. And that's trade for Kevin Love. And, you know, they had the benefit of a draft. You know, they had the benefit of a lottery pick and a number one overall pick, which was actually something that they received from the Clippers, you know, to take Kyrie Irving. So getting all of those number one overall picks, there's a lot of happenstance with the success of the Cavaliers. You know, mainly LeBron being born down the street in Akron, Ohio. I think that at the end of the day, that's the only thing that's been compelling about this organization, because it hasn't been dysfunctional, but it's had its quirks to it. You know, since Dan Gilbert bought something, you know, I mean, Dan Gilbert basically bought Google in 1995. You know, when you really think about it, by buying the Cavaliers, well, actually not even that savvy, because he bought the Cavaliers that had LeBron James on it. It was being coached by Mike Brown, and Zydrunas Ilgauskas was the second best player, and I couldn't tell you who the third best player was in 2005.
Now, let me ask you this as well. Should Griffin be the choice for the Knicks? I mean, they're looking for a GM.
I don't think it would hurt. Yeah. I don't think that it would hurt at all. I think that he's been, you know, he's worked his way up. He was a video assistant, you know, 22 years ago or something like that at this point. So, you know, I mean, he's definitely put in his time. I think that he's definitely showed his savvy, and he, you know, he's got the ring to prove it. And, you know, he's a hot commodity. He's a hot commodity for a very good reason. I think the Knicks would benefit themselves greatly by looking at that. Hey, you know, I haven't got the phone number out there yet. If you know, we want to hear from you. We want to welcome the new affiliates. 1-800-878-7529. That's how you talk to us. Get us on our website. We are DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Our primary host is Andy Dorf, who is taking some time away today. You know, he's earned it. He works 6 days a week every week doing this, and he's out on the tennis courts, man. So, you know, follow us on Twitter at Dorf Online. Personally, I am at By Jeff Rich. That's BYJEFFRICH. And Mike is at Pigskin Opinion. And have I left out any of the web technology stuff that we got to get out there?
I don't think you have. I think you got it all covered, man. I mean, you do a good job there with all that. So yeah, I think we're good.
All right. So how close are the Boston Celtics to being in complete meltdown mode this offseason?
I think the fan base is, you know, really close, like not taking their meds one day from a meltdown. But I mean, I told Dorf this yesterday and the day before. I go, you know, I still trust Danny, you know, to, with his plan, whatever that plan may be, but I'm starting to get a little impatient, with stuff. And I'm starting to wonder, did he, you know, I said this at the beginning of the show, did he tick off, did he piss off anybody that, you know, any other GM, you know, in the league for not being able to close these deals? I mean, you look at, you know, Jimmy Butler being rumored to go to Boston for, you know, it seemed like forever. And, you know, he ends up in Minnesota for peanuts. And, you know, the same thing with George, he ends up in OKC. And we've talked about that you know, quite a bit for peanuts. So I'm hoping, like I said before we went to the break, that I hope that he lands, you know, Gordon Hayward. You know, he can play for his old coach. He can play for one of the two, you know, best franchises or historically good franchises in the NBA. You know, and you and I both know that playing in Boston is a little bit different than playing in most professional franchise cities. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, if we don't get Hayward, I'm just going to be like, okay, it's still, you know, whether or not we get Hayward, I still think it's Cleveland, you know, in the East. But, you know, getting Hayward can give us that extra step, put us maybe a little closer. But, yeah, I think Boston fans are waiting for something to drop, you know, for a new thing for Hayward to sign.
Is Hayward the finished product? I mean, that's not a bad team. You know, Isaiah Thomas, Gordon Hayward, Jaylen Brown, Al Horford. I mean, it's a very good team. It's like the Knicks of the 90s or even the Cavaliers of the late 80s and early 90s. So, man, yeah. the Boston Celtics, you want them to be close because you want some competitiveness. I'm going to tell you, I would have traded Isaiah Thomas and I would have drafted Markelle Fultz. That's exactly what I would have done. But Danny Ainge wants to go in a different direction, so we'll see where it's going. Plenty more coming up on the other side. We got to talk some baseball here, Mike. I'm Jeff Rich, Mike Wilson. It's North on Sports Weekend Edition, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. 888-346-9141.
travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world, and in every port I own the heart of at least one lovely girl.
Welcome back, everyone. Dorfot Sports Weekend Edition. Remember, folks, we are live each and every Sunday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific. Believe if my math is correct, that we're going 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the East Coast. And, you know, you can check us out, dorfotsportsradio.com. I am Jeff Rich, at by Jeff Rich on Twitter, at Pigskin Opinion. I'm going to call him Mike Wilson, is right alongside with me. And, you know, it's a holiday weekend, even though the holiday falls on Tuesday, not a soul. You know, I know that there's going to be the few exceptions, you know, the few very angry exceptions out there, but not many people reporting to the office on Monday. So this equates to a 4-day weekend. And, you know, the sports calendar has kind of a good way of auto-sensing and backfilling itself with enough to talk about. You know, that All-Star weekend is really bleak because, you know, you're just on the back end of the NBA free agent signings around July 11th. And, you know, the All-Star game is in Miami this year. But, you know, sports calendar really gets slow. You got to really focus on some Major League Baseball until we get to training camp. And I think that in a lot of cities, and this might be one of them, Mike, Phoenix, Arizona, where we come to you from, is baseball is kind of the thing that just is supposed to get you to training camp so you can focus on your NFL team. I think that the way the Cardinals have taken over this town, that's usually the case, but I think that people have a Diamondbacks team that's worth kind of sticking around for through August and maybe even September after the NFL kicks off.
Yeah, no, I would absolutely agree with you. I mean, people that haven't got to Chase Field here in Phoenix to check out these Diamondbacks need to do so because they are, I mean, they're 51-31 right now. I mean, they're 3.5 games back. They won yesterday. They're 6-4 in their last 10. I mean, it's, you know, they're playing some good baseball compared to what we've been used to the last couple of years. And they're right in the thick of things. I mean, they have had a little bit of a downturn here in the last couple of games, and the Dodgers are starting to show who they are. I mean, I think you and I both expect the Dodgers to win the division. We got a good club playing some good ball here in Phoenix.
I'm going to tell you, I texted Dorf the other night on Friday night, and, you know, not that there's any recency bias to it, you know, beating the tar out of the San Diego Padres this year. I mean, both on the scoreboard and on the field. I don't know if you saw, did you catch that fight between Dave Roberts and Andy Green where you got two managers going at each other in a blowout game? I mean, yeah, at least it adds a little atmosphere. It gives Padres fans something to talk about because the team that they put on the field is just dreadful, and I can't believe that the Giants can't even keep pace with that. But what I texted Dorf the other night was that the Dodgers are going to run away with this. I expect the month of July to be a complete surge for the Dodgers. We've seen Colorado kind of regress back, you know, and they've still got, you know, darn near 50 wins at this point. I mean, they're still better than the Nats in the win-loss column. So, you know, I don't want to shame them too much, but I think that Colorado and Arizona are better than what the experts thought going in. But at the end of the day, I don't think that they're going to – either one of them are going to be on the tail of the Giants. Of the Dodgers. I think the Dodgers run away with that. You know, where I'm looking, you know, for a race in the National League, because we know the Nationals are going to run away with the East, is, you know, the Cubs are expected to be so much better, and I just don't think that the thirst is there. They're so young. They know that they've got time. I don't think that they're in any kind of panic mode. But it's got to be really tough that that the Cubs are struggling to keep pace with the Milwaukee Brewers, and that's not a slight on the Brewers because I think the Brewers are playing some pretty good ball for Craig Counsell up there. But it's got to be frustrating that you ran away with it. Everything came so easy in 2016, at least in the regular season for the Cubs.
Yeah.
And then you get into 2017 and you subtract Fowler from the mix and you subtract Chapman, you bring in Wade Davis, and it's not, none of this is on Wade Davis, of course, but if they're just struggling to score enough runs to win games. And I know that Madden's not a master of panic. I think that Madden's going to make sure that they do what they need to do, at least to play in that one game wild card. But you would think that they could take the Milwaukee Brewers, and the Brewers are probably the ones feeling the pressure right now, even more so than the Cubs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, like you said, the Cubs are so young, and last year was just a dream season for the organization and the players, that it just, like I said, it came easy. And the Brewers, you almost kind of think the Brewers are kind of playing with a little bit of house money right now. And it's just a matter of time before they crap out, with that. I mean, they have a 3-game lead, but I mean, with the talent that the Cubs have, you would think that the Cubs would make a run or are going to make a push, going into the last half of the season here. But the Cubs have their own problems. Arrieta's not pitching. I mean, it all comes down to pitching. And Lester's just kind of average, and Arrieta, I don't know what happened to him in the offseason, or if it's just one of those years for him. Schwarber, he's down in AAA. He was having some struggles, the Cubs got a little work in front of them, and we'll see how it all shapes out in the end.
And Ian Happ is, he's a hot prospect. I watched him play a little bit of fall league. He seems to find the clutch hits when they're out there, but the Cubs are just, they're not playing fantastic. And I think that just the hot start last year, maybe it's just, it's just trying to gain their footing. I mean, I look at the other side, the Red Sox are finally where we expected them to be. I think, close to the top of the American League overall. I'm not blown away surprised by Houston, who got a big win at home against the Yankees on Saturday night on national TV, the Fox broadcast. Big deal things there, and it's just the Yankees are relevant again. I think it's good for baseball that the Yankees and Dodgers are right there at the top. I'd say that those are the two markets that need baseball the most, because it's organic in Chicago.
Yeah, it is organic. But, as much as I dislike the Yankees, I mean, it is good for baseball when the Yankees are good. I think it brings more fans to the table and has them paying attention a little bit more too. So, the Red Sox, yeah, I agree with you. They're right where we thought they would be starting to play. And then, you said your Cleveland Indians are, average or just not, they're not up to snuff yet. I mean, what's been the issue with the Indians?
Well, I mean, you look at the top of the order, the on-base percentage is down. Kipnis is struggling. Lindor is struggling. I mean, everybody loves Lindor. That, slump,
that kid can play. Lindor, yeah.
Yeah. A slump for Lindor does not leave. They deflect the blame, though. They deflect the blame on Josh Tomlin, who got lit up in the first game of a doubleheader against Detroit on Saturday. I think that Edwin Encarnacion starting to hit. I think that they're gaining their footing, but, they've been without Danny Salazar. Corey Kluber, Corey Kluber's been dominant, and the bats aren't helping him out. So there's just a lot of happenstance, and that equals treading water, which is still, 5 or 6 games over 500 in the American League Central Division. But, the Minnesota Twins are a legitimate competitor, but none of the rest of that division is very good. The Indians tend to lose all the wrong kinds of games. So it's been kind of a frustrating follow-up season to the dream that was the 2016 season and the calendar year 2016 for the Cleveland fan in general. So, I think that expectations are that the Indians flip the switch at some point and come out hot after the All-Star break and start running away with this division.
Okay. I mean, I'll have to go with you on that one, but how do the Astros go ahead with, with losing David Paulino? I mean, PEDs, the 80 game suspension. I mean, what is that going to, affect them in some way?
Well, I think it changes the way they shop at the deadline. I think that, you know, if they don't like the arms that they're bringing up from the farm system, that they're going to go out, you know, they're going to go out and have to buy it. And they have a really good farm system because they've drafted very high for all those dreadful years as they transitioned from the National League to the American League. No, that's a solid organization right there. And I have to apologize to AJ Hinch, because after his time in Arizona, I didn't think that he had idea whatsoever what he was doing in Arizona, and I thought that they got rid of a great manager in Bob Melvin, which really makes me think that Torrey Lovello, you know, the upgrade from Chip Hale to Torrey Lovello here with the Diamondbacks, I think that's a big deal. I don't think that they're here to stay, at least in 2017, but I think that the Diamondbacks are a legitimate second place team in the National League West, and you know, that's our trip around Major League Baseball, Mike. Hey, keep it close, everyone. This is Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, and we'll be right back.
Before you hear this, or this, or even this, before you turn a key, step on the gas and let it rip, before you get up and out and on the road, you have to be fueled by something. Make sure that something is Valero. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the 4th of July sale at Ace, and it's the perfect time to buy a grill from our exclusive lineup of premium brands, including Weber, Traeger, and more. Plus, Ace has grill experts to make sure you get the right grill, whether you're looking for gas, charcoal, wood pellet, or ceramic. And right now, get the right grill delivered right to your house. Now through the 4th, hurry in and buy any grill $3.99 and up, and we'll assemble and deliver it free, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members only. See participating store for scheduling and details.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Now the 2-2. A swing and a pop-up. First base side foul ground.